Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Breaking with indifference on human rights violations by transnational corporations. Interview with Anne Van Schaik of the Dismantle Corporate Power Campaign of Friends of the Earth Europe on the Mobilization Week in Geneva against impunity and corporate crimes. While Palestinian, Nigerian, Guatemalan people share their testimonies about the effects of transnational corporations on their communities at the Permanent People's Tribunal, which will analyze the behavior of avatars and corporations and will mobilize different organizations aiming at a binding protocol for human rights violations, European Union countries have clearly stated that they reject the binding proposal and that they will put international cooperation at risk if any regulation against their companies is approved. There have been discussions about the behavior of transnational corporations in the framework of the United Nations for quite some time. These discussions resulted in 2011 in the guiding principles that gathered several years of discussions in response to the clear need for some principles to guide the actions of companies. However, the voluntary nature of these principles made it clear from the beginning that they were not enough to control the actions of companies, which in most cases their income is higher than the GDPs of the countries where they operate. Anne Van Schaik of Friends of the Earth Europe, who recently participated in a series of dialogues with governmental representatives in Geneva in the days before the Mobilization Week and in the framework of the 26th session of the Human Rights Council, said that, for instance, Germany has made it clear that it will spend 2 more years in developing an action plan for these guiding principles, which clearly represents a lack of commitment. Let's now listen to the interview.
At the United Nations Human Rights Commission, the discussion on what responsibilities of companies are, particularly those who are operating at the international level, has been ongoing for quite some time. In 2011, this has led to the adoption of the United Nations Guiding Principles. That was a result of discussions that were taking place already for years under the leadership of Mr. John Ruggie, who spoke to both companies, NGOs, as well as government, on what the need was for rules for corporations. So when the guiding principles were adopted, this was in 2011, it was stated very clearly that this would be on a voluntary base. And the way to implement these guiding principles for companies would be for states to adopt an action plan. So the idea is that an action plan is being developed, and that from there companies will have to abide by certain standards. But again, it's on a voluntary basis. So already at the time, a lot of discussion was whether or not it should be binding or not. So do companies have should they be obliged to respect certain standards when it comes to human rights and environment? And obviously, Friends of the Earth is of the opinion that they should, but important countries such as the EU and the US thought that it shouldn't. We are now 3 years down the line. Only 8 countries so far have adopted an action plan. We just learned from Germany when we were in Geneva that they will take another 2 years to develop action plans, and we expect similar results in other countries. So that was clear, I think, to a lot of countries, as well as to a lot of NGOs that have campaigned already for binding rules. And I think this is one of the main reasons for Ecuador to establish its proposal last September 2013 at the UNHRC. Well, I think the Shell case is quite infamous in its way. Shell has been operating now for over 7 decades in Nigeria. The area is still polluted, despite all the numerous policies that Shell has adopted, despite the fact that it has signed up to Global Compact and another amount of voluntary mechanism. In reality, nothing has changed. So I think that's a very important case to bring. I think also other cases that will be presented next week in Geneva during the week of mobilization are important to mention, such as the Philip Morris case, the case in Palestine, as well as cases from corporations operating in Guatemala, where they get away with abusing human rights as well as environmental legislation, and where you find victims of those corporations not being able to get redress, not in their own home countries, because sometimes a failure of implementation of legislation, not in the home countries of the corporations. And so I think you need to see it in that light, that Friends of the Earth thinks it's very important to bring those cases to Geneva to make our argument stronger, that we actually need to have these binding rules for corporations at an international level. Mm-hmm. Well, the proposal was made in front of the Human Rights Council, and this is the area that we're working with now. Obviously, the Human Rights Council is the body that has a lot more intelligence about human rights violations, but also the persecution of human rights defenders, for example, or environmental defenders, as we call them within Friends of the Earth, they will have a lot more knowledge about that than the WTO or any other body within the United Nations. So in that sense, you know, it seems logical that we are having debate now. But honestly, Ecuador has tabled this proposal in front of this commission. So this is the commission that has to deal with it now. It's not that we, as Friends of the Earth, made a strategic choice to go here and present our campaign, rather the opposite. Yeah, I think we've been very, very successful up till now because we've built a campaign in very short time. The Treaty Alliance now has more than 500 organizations that haven't worked together before. Like also, when we were in Geneva, we were working with the Franciscaners. You know, it's not an organization we work with on a daily basis, and so I think that already has given the campaign a lot of strength. We've also heard from many delegates that they've seen text being discussed now in the preparations for the final meeting of the Human Rights Council that has never been spoken about before. And so that in itself is also unique. So I think what I hope is that we will get an agreement that is as strong as possible, and it will allow us to campaign, to continue campaigning, so as to finally have a text adopted on that will make companies being accountable in their home countries. I think there's a lot that people can do right now, and it would be very, very helpful if people could go to our website, which is www.treatymovement.org, and from there they can get the content of what is happening in the negotiations, and it would be great if they could help to spread the word around through social media, through Twitter, Facebook, or email, and also contact directly their heads of state, their governments, their political representatives, perhaps not directly those in Geneva, but just write to their prime minister, write to their minister of foreign affairs, saying that we urgently need this kind of treaty, because in reality the negotiations are taking place in Geneva, but decisions are being made in the capital, and those decisions are sometimes very grave. We've learned in Geneva that the European Union has already declared that they will not only vote against the proposal from Ecuador, but they will also refuse to cooperate if the proposal is adopted. So they are actually trying to undermine a totally democratic, legitimate process, and I think that needs to be exposed immediately.
Thank you very much for your time for Real World Radio.
Thank you.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.